Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, es sagt, dass Yivam ist Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Hakoines es Yevimtai. In the previous Mishnah, Reuven died, we thought, without children. Chalitza was performed, then it turned out that she was Miyoderes. Here we have a far more complicated problem. Hakoines es Yevimtai. Shimon was actually Miyaveim, his brother Reuven's wife, thinking there were no children, and therefore he has a mitzvah of Yivam. Then it turns out it was a terrible mistake. In Mitzvahs, it turns out that the Yivam is actually Mioberes. She's expecting from her first husband. The Yaldan, she gives birth. So, Bizman, Shehavullah, the Shel Kayama, if indeed the baby is not a Nephil, it's a healthy baby. So, Yaitzi, she has to leave him. They can't be together. He doesn't have to give her a get, because there was no marriage. The whole thing was a mistake. She's an Ervatim. She's an Eshes Ach, his brother's wife, and there was no Yivam. The Yivam is useless. It's meaningless. The Torah only said Yivam where there's no children. The Chayovin, Bikarbon, they have to bring a Karbon Chatos, because this was an Avera. They were over B'Shoigeg on the Isser of Eshes Ach, on living with her brother's wife. But v'im ein havlad shel kayama, if it turns out that the child is not of lad shel kayama, we explained in the previous mission what a nephil is, then the din is yekayim. He can keep his wife, because it turns out that she was royally yivam, even though she was expecting, but if it wasn't a child that was going to live, that's not called a child. Vaitra says the Mishnah, someone does yivam. Reuven's wife dies without children. Shimon is Miyavimer. And then she gives birth to a healthy child. I say healthy meaning the child's going to last. But here's my problem. I don't know who the father is. Suffolk, I have a Suffolk, if Ben Tisha, if this was a 9-month pregnancy, and therefore Lorishain, so it's Reuven's child, and Memela, the whole Yivum, was out of place over here. He had no right to be Miyavimer. Suffolk, but it could be, there's a suffix that Ben Shiva, it was a 7-month pregnancy, because pregnancy could be 7 months or 9 months. Now what happened here is, he was Miyavimer 2 months after his brother died. And she gave birth 7 months later. That's why I'm stuck. I don't know if this baby is a 9-month baby and Reuven is the father, or it's a 7-month baby and Shimon is the father. So again, Safik ben Tisha l'Rishain, maybe it's a 9-month pregnancy and Reuven is the father, which means there should have never been Yivam. Safik ben Shiva l'Achrin, maybe it's a 7-month pregnancy and this is Shimon's baby and the Yivam was fine. So there really was a Chi of Yivam. The din is Yoitzi. He's going to have to divorce her because we're not sure. Maybe it was a 9-month pregnancy and maybe it's Reuven's son and therefore there's no Yivam. If that's the case, there's no Yivam, so there's an Isser Eshes Ach. He can't stay with her, but Vavlad Kosher, the child is kosher. Why is the child kosher? In other words, there's no chash, the child is a mamzer. A mamzer is a baby that was born out of a marriage, like in this case, where there would be a Chi of Krisis. If someone stam marries his brother's wife, there's no Yivam. It's Chai of Karis. The child would be a mamzer. But in this case, the child is for sure kosher. Because if it's Reuven's child, so fine. So Reuven had a kosher marriage. If it's Shimon's child, that means Reuven did not have any children, so he had a right to be Miyavimer. So the child is kosher one way or another. But should they bring a carbon? Okay, he has to send her out. But do they have to bring a carbon? Well, he can't bring a chatas, because I don't know for sure that he was over in Avera. Could be the child is Shimon's child. And therefore there was a chi of Yivam, because Reuven Taka died without children. So what do you do when you have a suffix chatas? So we learned this already. The Chayavin, the Yavim, and the Yavam will be Mechuyev, but Asham Talui, in a special carbon called Asham Talui, a person that's Mesupik, that he doesn't know if he was over an Isra Lav or not, and it's the type of Lav where B'mezer there's a Chi of Karas, and B'shoigig there's a Chi of Chatas, he brings a carbon Asham Talui. This carbon protects him until such a time that he may find out whether he was Chayta or not. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. In this Mishnah, Shimon thought for sure that Reuven, his brother, died without children. He married, he did yivum on Reuven's wife, and then it turns out she's miyuberes. She's expecting, and indeed the baby is born, and the baby is not a nephil. This baby's going to grow up. Okay, it's not his fault, it was a mistake, but lemaisa, she has to leave him. If she was miyuberes, this is a person who married an eshes hach, a brother's wife, where there's no yivum. And they have to bring a karban chatas. B'shege, they were over a terrible aveira of eshes hach. If the child is not a ben kayama, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, then it can keep her. Then it turns out that even though she was expecting, but there was no child that's going to live. Therefore, there was a chiyav yivam. The problem is if the baby's born 7 months after Shimon was miyavim. And a pregnancy could be either 9 months or 7 months. I'm not sure. Maybe this is Reuven's child, born 9 months, which means from when Reuven was still alive. Or maybe no. Maybe this baby was born after 7 months and it's Shimon's child. So because I don't know Yoitzi, one thing is for sure. She can't stay with him because maybe it was Reuven's child and there's no din yivim, so it's an eshes ach. But the good thing is the child is for sure a kashrut child. Because if it's Reuven's child, it's a kashrut child. And if it's Shimon's child, so that means Reuven didn't have any children. So the yivim was a kashrut yivim. So there's no problem with the child. But they cannot stay married. And they have to bring a karban. Which karban? They can't bring a chatas because they're not sure that they were ever in Avera. Maybe it was Shimon's child. So therefore there's a special karban for someone who says, I want a karban to protect me in case I was over in Aveira, and that's called an Asham Tali, and that's what they're going to bring.